Esports is a $1 billion industry, and it's growing. Cities around the world are holding esports tournaments, hoping to attract younger visitors and become major destinations for the industry. But what would it take for Hawaii to become a player in esports? HPR's Casey Harlow goes in search of answers.
This is Andy Nakamura, a senior at Iolani. He began playing video games around the first grade. He's like a lot of teenagers today and plays the PC game League of Legends.
I like League because it's a five-person multiplayer game, 5 against 5, just random on the internet, and I get to work with 4 of my friends and we try to achieve a common goal together and win.
It's gamers like Andy who have caught the attention of local government officials. They like that esports attracts young audiences and multi-million dollar sponsorships. Sky Kavaloa is a PhD student at the University of Hawaii, one of the country's few academics researching esports.
Arlington in Texas built out a massive esports stadium for $10 million. Atlantic City in New Jersey is looking to esports as part of their overall platform of being kind of the game center in the East Coast, and saying esports could be another way to attract a younger millennium-based crowd to their city.
He says cities like Las Vegas, New York City, and Seattle are becoming known as destinations for esports. But could Hawaii get on this train?
I think a very important and probably a significant first step was to have a tournament here in Hawaii. A large tournament that is sponsored by endemic gaming or a technology company. That would be the low-hanging fruit in which we could immediately accomplish.
So are there any tournaments coming to Hawaii soon?
We haven't been formally presented with any kind of opportunity yet.
Keith Regan is the chief administrative officer for the Hawaii Tourism Authority. He says an esports tournament would benefit the state's tourism industry.
Based on some preliminary research that we've been doing, the demographics are pretty good. The folks that travel and participate in esports, either just by viewing or by actually playing in the games, they're making pretty good money. I think there's a good opportunity to, possibly tap into that market.
But some see the benefits of esports stretching beyond tourism. State Senator Glenn Wakai is one of them. He chairs the Senate's Economic Development and Tourism Committee.
We don't do enough to leverage tourism as a catalyst for other types of business opportunities. So e-gaming is kind of one of those opportunities. Our first crack will be to get tourists here for a convention, but really use that to grow a fundamental software game development industry here in the state.
Wakai sees esports gaining traction at Hawaii universities and high schools with classes and competitions, all of which could fuel economic opportunities. But there are serious hurdles, and that could slow tech expansion here, including in esports.
There are two fundamental changes that need to be developed. One is broadband capacity. The second is cost of electricity.
Broadband is our internet infrastructure. It's the pipeline dictating how much and at what speed information gets to and from the islands. Wakai says the state's broadband capacity is limited, and efforts to improve it failed at the state legislature this year.
There's a South American cable that's going to Asia, and they're going to bypass us unless we provide the infrastructure to be able to kind of plug and play in Hawaii. So we really need to get going on beefing up our infrastructure so that we have the ability to do e-gaming, to watch Netflix, and everything else that society demands.
Wakai says he plans to reintroduce the measure to beef up Hawaii's digital infrastructure in the next legislative session. Despite the setback, Kavaloa says Hawaii is in a prime position to take advantage of esports.
Activate recently came out with a statistic saying that in 2022, Asia Pacific is going to be capturing a large portion of the revenue that the esports industry is going to generate. Asia Pacific, we're right in the middle of that.
For Iolani senior Andy Nakamura, Hawaii's infrastructure could mean more than a better gaming experience. He's interested in a career in some part of esports, whether the state becomes a player in the industry or not. From Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Casey Harlow.
And Casey joins us now with a bit more on that story. Casey, a lot of threads in that in terms of roles for Hawaii from broadband to the HTA. What in terms of, I guess, what do we need to do first?
The answer is kind of simple, and Sky actually had a very good soundbite in there. It's very low-hanging fruit. All we have to do is just hold a tournament here. And a tournament doesn't take a whole heck of a lot. I guess it's just a tournament, or the right tournament, has to approach the HTA And then the HTA will do its research of the economic benefits and everything else. And then they'll say, okay, yeah, we would like to have an esports tournament. And from my understanding with and my discussion with Keith Regan, he's very interested in having an esports tournament here. He would, the HTA is over the moon. They would like to have like here. But the problem is further down the line. Our broadband isn't that great. And Sky actually says he gets very technical about it. It's basically the response time of when someone hits a key on the computer and how fast that gets to the server.
Well, and it's a basic electronic infrastructure. Anybody who's spent any time in South Korea and then come back to Hawaii, it's sort of a bad wake-up call on that score.
And South Korea is the leader in esports. It's basically they have an economy surrounding esports. That's what it is. And for Hawaii, talking to Glenn Wakai, he really wants to beef up the infrastructure here. And I could spend a whole nother piece just talking about the issues and the hurdles. And I have a quick little soundbite here, which we could play. And it kind of gets the gist of the hurdles of why the legislature hasn't allocated $10 million this past legislative session for something in Kaka'ako.
Because we don't know what we need in the future. We're all kind of happy with our ability to go on Facebook and go to Instagram, and it functions now. But as more and more demands are placed on our broadband capacity, it's not going to function. One day, Hawaii is going to embrace the idea of autonomous vehicles. We have to have the infrastructure ready for that day. There's no way we could have autonomous vehicles with our poor infrastructure capacity as it is today. So it's a matter of just not knowing what the future holds and not preparing for it. We're too complacent here in the state.
And I mean, that kind of is the gist of it. We're complacent now, but we're not preparing enough for the future to maybe adopt some new technology that is coming down the pike, because technology is very much on the cutting edge. It's now, right? And if we want to adopt autonomous vehicles and we don't have the infrastructure, it's not going to happen.
Well, it's interesting that the idea of esports being almost a building block towards that broader infrastructure, because sometimes, especially when you're talking about, you know, $10 million at the legislature, which is a competitive atmosphere in terms of everybody's got their hand out of, we've got projects for this, it costs X. You know, $10 million is not necessarily a small amount, but that idea that it helps build not only technology in a philosophical sense, but very specifically, here's esports, here's a tie into the Hawaii Tourism Authority, here's a tie into a major tournament and to economic development in Hawaii.
Yeah, and I like what Wakai said in the piece. Basically, he sees it beyond tourism, right? We can develop something more here in Hawaii with esports. It doesn't have to be solely on tourism. We can develop and have a local gaming industry, local developers here in the state using esports.
And that also builds into a broader education piece. There's a lot in terms of the collaboration aspect of this.
Exactly.
And all part of our Asia-Pacific neighborhood.
Exactly.
Great. Very good. Nice reporting.
Thanks.
Casey Harlow, you can find his stories online at HawaiiPublicRadio.org.